All right. I want to take you down this road of what Easter is all about. And so I want to take you into the death of Jesus and then his burial and his resurrection. And so first, of course, we need to begin in his death. 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says this: He made him who knew no sin. So Jesus had no sin. He made him who knew no sin to become sin, a sin offering, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And so let me tell you, if you've not heard or maybe understood, and we're just going to pray that today God would, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, just reveal all that we need to know to each individual about your death and your burial and, Lord, your resurrection, I pray in Jesus' name. And so the death of Jesus is important because when Jesus died, he took the sins of the world. He took my sin. He took your sin. And you say, well, I've never given my life to the Lord. He died while we were yet sinners. And so he died before any of us had really done, really for us, done any sinning, knowing that we would. And so he took our sin and he paid. There was punishment for sin and there was a debt of sin. And so let me talk about those real quickly. The punishment for sin is, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And if you've ever watched death, you don't even have to be a Christian to understand this, but in every bit of sin, there seems to be a measure of death. You ever notice that? And so when sin enters in, it begins to affect things, and death begins. And that was the great power that Satan was able to have over the world, is that when he was able to introduce sin, he was also able to introduce death, and then we were trapped. Because when you die in sin, you're left in that position. And so what Jesus did on the cross, let it never be mistaken, is one is that he paid the punishment for our sin. The wages of sin is death. And so if you have ever watched or heard tell of the crucifixion of Jesus, all of those things were done in order to pay a punishment that was mine. It was to pay a punishment that was yours. That's the heart of anyone who loves another, right? Is that you would want to take mama's, come on now. How many of you would take whatever in order to make sure that your babies were okay? You know, mamas, you understand the heart of God, the heart of Jesus in this. Dads, you know that, right? Some of you have got daughters who are going to start dating and you've already loaded your guns. Because nobody's going to hurt that little girl. Yeah. And it's like you'll take a bullet, you'll do whatever it takes because of your great love. Why is it so hard for us to understand that God loved us that much? That he would do the same thing, and that on the cross he was saying that he would take our punishment. And there was a debt created, and he said, I'll pay the debt that was owed. But there's more. And it grieves my heart that we get stuck at the crucifixion and we never move to the resurrection. This is Resurrection Sunday. Do you know that? It's Resurrection Day. This is the day that when Satan thought, okay, I think I got this thing won. I got Jesus. I got him dead. He's in a tomb. I think we got this thing. It is at that moment that the greatest defeat in all the world took place. And the greatest thing that could ever happen to you took place. And that is that God raised him from the dead. That the grave could not hold him. That death could not keep him. And so when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, oh man, I got to show you this. It's in Hebrews chapter 2. It begins in verse 14. And it says, therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same. We're talking about Jesus here. And that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their life. So for me, you cannot stop at the crucifixion. You have to get to Resurrection Day where Jesus Christ rose from the grave and then he changes things. See, before that, you would offer a sacrifice for sin, I don't want to get too deep into this, but you would offer a sacrifice for sin, and then you would sin, and you would offer another sacrifice for sin. And this thing was a temporary system. But then Jesus comes, and it says that he is the one-time sacrifice. And so what does he do? He defeats Satan. Did you see that in the verse? He defeats Satan, the power of death. And so now sin cannot bring you to a place of death because Jesus died for us. And so we have this eternal life. And you need to know what is in eternal life. How many of you are going for an Easter buffet today? You're going to the restaurants and you're gonna eat way more than you should. Oh, mamas, are all of y'all cooking? Yeah, there you go. We are going. Yeah. How many of you are going to have an Easter dinner today? Okay, a lot of Easter dinners. There's always more food there than you can eat, right? Isn't that the truth? It's just a Southern thing. For those of you who are from the North, welcome. Welcome. We know that we cannot eat all of that food, but yet we try. All right? Can we pick on the Northerners for a little bit? They have casserole for Easter. All right? We have 1,000 dishes. And if there's a grandma that's there at that dinner, grandma says, have you had the pie? You know? And then once you've had the pie, says, have you had the chocolate delight? Have some of that. Did you get the macaroni and cheese? And grandma wants to make sure that you tried everything, right? Yeah. I want to make sure that before you leave today, that you realize that when Jesus died on the cross and when he rose again, he established so many amazing gifts for you that you may be like the person that's staring at the buffet and at this point all you've ever had is the mac and cheese. And I want to introduce you to a few more things, okay? So let me run over some of the most precious gifts that are ours. One is that we enter by a new way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. And so now, whenever we sin, we can run to God. Did you know that? Most people believe that when you sin, you've got to run and hide. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, he said, I paid for that. Do you realize that? He's paid for that. And so now you don't have to run away from God when you sin. You run to him. Why? Because it says you approach the throne of grace with confidence because there is mercy and grace there. We enter into this relationship with Jesus Christ. Kim, who said that she realized that God was now her daddy. She spoke this past Friday night to a group of people about our identity in Christ. And she was talking about how we are children of God and how she's learned that God is her daddy. And when she looked at the people, she was talking about identity in Christ. Now she looked out and she says, I need you to get this. Okay. This was someone who has been personally transformed by this relationship with God, and she wants everybody to be transformed just as I do right now. And so I look at you and I say, I need you to get this. Okay? Do you hear me, all of you? I need you to get this, that now you can have a relationship with God. Every one of us can. And out of that relationship flows power. There's a power to straighten a curved back. It's a power that I watched in my own son's life of watching his vision restored as we prayed. I got upset. I thought, God's not doing anything. I don't know what I've done everything I know to do. And what I didn't realize is that every time he was going to the doctor, he started needing a new prescription because the doctor would say, son, can you read the chart? And he'd say, no, sir, I can't see it. And he said, well, he changed something. He said, well, read it now. And Caden said, well, I can read it. And he said, well, son, your eyes are gotten better. We're going to give you a new prescription. And every time he'd go to the doctor, he started getting a new prescription. Now, you may not have tasted of the healing power of God because you didn't know it was available. And so I'm going to be that little grandma that says, have you tried the mac and cheese? have you tried the healing of God? When the doctors have a word for you and everyone else thinks it's the final word, have you tried the mac and cheese? Have you tried the Jesus that still heals today? And then there's provision. So many people believe that they got to go out and they have to make it on their own. And yet God is saying, I'll provide for you. There is purpose in life. So many people, particularly in our country, man, they're just trying to figure out how much they can make and how much they can collect because they think that that's the purpose in life. And I will tell you that a relationship with Jesus Christ will satisfy like no other thing you have ever experienced. And that it gives purpose to your life. That there's direction in how to make decisions. There's the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we got to talk about that for just a minute. The Lord kind of blew through here back in October with people beginning to be able to experience this fullness of the Holy Spirit. And so we today are going to talk just a little bit about being full of the Spirit. Do you realize that when Jesus died, that He left the Holy Spirit to live inside of us? And the same power that conquered the grave lives in you. All right? I don't know every situation in your life. I don't know every circumstance in your life. But I know that everything's got to bow at the name of Jesus. And so whatever it is, if it is a healing issue, if it is grief, if it is loss, if it's relationship, whatever it is, because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, that same power that conquered the grave lives in you. Now, you may have said, I don't really know much about that. I would love to experience this fullness. Some people call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it's almost like that there's this point in your life you can reach where the Holy Spirit becomes so rich, so full, you just feel like you've just been coated and covered in Him. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. You should try the mac and cheese. And then because of that, because of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, we have some things that you may have never thought that you could have. Love and joy and peace and patience. You should try the mac and cheese. Patience is a gift of everybody that has the Holy Spirit. See, nobody may have introduced you to that, so you thought that you didn't have patience and you couldn't get any and you were scared to pray for it because you thought if you prayed for it, God was going to bring a lot of calamity and circumstances in your life and all of that. And I will tell you, go on, pray for patience if you want to, but guess what? You already have it because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And now that we've got that lie out of the way, enjoy the mac and cheese. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all gifts of the Holy Spirit residing inside of us. And then the gifts of the Spirit. And Chris found a prayer language. And there are these gifts that we can talk about in that because of the Holy Spirit, we have these amazing gifts. And so I want to tell you that if we stop short of the cross, then we've stopped short of what God wants to do in your life. You're the person who's been to the buffet and you've only tried one thing. I want to tell you that there's way more out there. There's way more grace. There's way more relationship. There's way more love than any of us have encountered right now. And so just keep going back. How do you do it? You do it. The price for the buffet is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. All right? That's what allows you to enter in. You cannot do it on your own. I continue to preach grace, and I continue to have people come up to me and they say, you know what, you're exactly right. I'm just going to start getting my life in order, and I'm just going to start really trying to do what's right so I can have what you're talking about. I'm like, that's not it. Did you hear me? If any of you are thinking that way today, you know, I'm moved by these stories. I think I'm just going to get my life right. I'm just going to straighten things out, and I'm going to come to God. You can't. If you could, there would have been no need for Jesus. I told some folks the other day, it's like somebody getting stabbed and saying, somebody come up to them saying, I need to take you to the hospital, to the emergency room. You go, well, no, first I need to pull this thing out and stop the bleeding and then you can take me. How foolish, right? How foolish. You've been stabbed and you say, no, wait, don't take me yet. I need to pull this knife out and I need to stop the bleeding and then I'll go to the ER. So many people are saying, I just need to get a few things straight. I need to quit doing this and quit doing that and quit doing this over here, and I need to start reading my Bible. If you could have done those things without Jesus, He wouldn't have needed to come. That's why He came, and that's how you experience them. And maybe the reason you haven't experienced all you should right now is because you've tried to earn it, and you can't earn grace. It's a free gift, and I want to introduce you to that gift today. And then I need to take this one exception, is that people will sometimes say, well, you sure didn't talk anything about sin or Satan. You didn't hardly mention sin, and you didn't hardly mention Satan. You ever notice that when they do highlights, fellas, on the ball games at the end of the day, nobody shows about the loser. You ever notice that? Huh? You ever notice? In a ball game, you never talk about the loser. You talk about the winner. Yeah? It amazes me that people say, Kevin, I just don't think you've talked enough about sin and about Satan. Folks, he's the loser. And I'm not going to waste my time talking about the loser. All right? Because whether you know it or not, sin is dead. Romans says that you are dead to sin and that you're alive to God in Christ. That's the truth. Now, somebody may have told you otherwise, but that's what the Word of God says. Enjoy the mac and cheese, by the way. All right? And so, you know what? I don't talk a lot about sin because, you know what? On resurrection morning, sin was defeated. There's no reason for you to live like it's not, because if you live like it's not defeated, then it will control you even though it can't or it shouldn't. So I don't talk about sin much, and I don't talk about Satan much, because this is Easter Sunday, folks. This is Resurrection Day. This is the day that Satan was defeated, that death was defeated, that hell is a place that we never have to entertain, and that we can live now in the fullness of life in Christ. And you should try the mac and cheese. It's amazing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to begin with end the service today with communion. And so we've got some people that are going to go out and bring communion in for us. Communion is not a ritual. Can I just say that? It is not a ritual. It's an act of faith. And what it represents is this. They're going to bring in a cup that has juice in it, and they're going to bring a small piece of bread. And here's what happened. Is Jesus, right before his death, he gathered his disciples together, and they were taking this Passover meal, and he institutes this new thing where he says, I am now these things. And so he holds up this bread, and he breaks it, and he says that on the cross, his body was going to be broken for us so that yours doesn't have to be. And so that bread represents the body of Christ that was bruised and broken for you. And then he held up this wine, and he said, this is my blood that has been spilt for you. And so the blood of Jesus is this amazing thing that covers the life of the Christian. And so what I want to do, I forgot to tell you guys this. Can we just play music while we do the elements? And then I'm going to lead them in it, and then y'all sing, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to experience. I'm going to quit calling it the mac and cheese it now. I'm going to tell you, you need to experience the body and blood of Jesus. Oh, that's better than mac and cheese. You need to experience the body and the blood of Jesus. And so if you have not committed your life to Jesus, if you have never received what Jesus did on the cross, it would give the Lord great pleasure today if you would surrender your life to Him so that you can have everything that He died for, so that you can experience everything that He died for. You may be one of those folks that you made a commitment years ago. Maybe you were a kid and life's gotten a little sideways. Am I talking to anybody? Life's gotten a little sideways. You've gotten a little off track. You've gotten a little far from God. Well, He didn't move. He's still at the cross, and He's still saving, and He's still forgiving. And so I'm going to invite you to come back to Him today and experience the body and the blood of Jesus. If there's healing that needs to occur in your body, if there's healing that needs to occur in your mind, if there are emotions that have tripped you up, then I want to tell you that that is what this body and blood of Jesus is for. It is why Christ died. And I want you to receive that. And I'm going to invite the team, as the praise team sings at the very end, to come. And we're going to just minister to anyone who needs ministry. If you are listening to this sermon series and would like to have someone pray for you, or you'd like to ask some questions, or you just need someone to talk to, please feel free to give us a call at 803-581-2070. Thank you.